Clear my throat.
Welcome to Temple Tree Hospital School Podcast.
In these podcasts, students from the hospital school talk to some of the wonderful staff that care for them on a day-to-day basis.
Hi, I'm Claire, one of the hemodialysis nurses. In today's podcast, one of our hemodialysis patients, Sertia, is interviewing her nurse, Sarah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, introducing Sarah from Cavan. Say hello.
Hello, Sertia, how are you?
How long have you worked in Temple Street Hospital?
I have worked in Temple Street for 4 years, the last 4 years, on St Michael's C ward.
Wow. Why did you choose to work in a children's hospital as opposed to an adult hospital?
I started working in a children's hospital because I really like working with families and working with children.
Wow.
And I like working with small people instead of older adults.
Wow. Have you always wanted to be a nurse in Dublin?
Yes, I've always wanted to be a nurse, but I didn't always want to be probably in Dublin. I didn't know where I wanted to do my nursing, but I like being up here in Dublin. I like working in Temple Street. Who? I wouldn't have got to meet you otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Who was your role model growing up and why?
Who was my role? I've been really thinking hard about this question.
This may take a while.
Yeah, I don't know.
Please wait.
Yeah, I don't really know who my role model is. Maybe my mum.
Me, definitely.
You, yeah. Who's your role model?
I have a couple.
Okay, tell me.
No, this is about you, excuse me. Anyways, what helps you in coping with stress and pressure working in a hospital environment?
Well, I don't really get stressed working in a hospital environment. It's not very stressful, but when I do, I like walking, going on walks, and I like running. I do a little bit of running. That helps me.
So exercising.
Exercise, yeah. What do you like to de-stress with?
I like to colour.
You like to colour, very good, very good.
And like I said, this is about you, not me.
Okay.
So, are you looking forward to moving to the new hospital?
I'm really looking forward to going to the new hospital. I'm looking forward to the bigger rooms, and I'm looking forward to meeting all of the new staff and meeting loads of new kids as well, and lots of new equipment. What about you? Are you looking forward to going to the new hospital?
I'm not sure.
Will you miss Temple Street?
Yeah, but if the nurses I know now are going, then I guess they'll be fine.
You'll be happy. Yeah. And do you like Temple Street?
Yeah.
Can you tell me one of your favourite things about Temple Street, apart from me?
Yeah, okay. I'm not really sure.
You're not sure?
Well, I got to meet a friend here.
You got to what?
I got to meet a friend here.
You got to meet a friend. Who was your friend?
Ariana.
Oh, Ariana. Good. Okay, good, good.
Anyways, was your dream job always to be a nurse?
Yes. When I was in school, I always wanted to be a nurse. I always wanted to work in the hospital. And then I think I always wanted to do nursing. And then I got to be a nurse then. Very, very happy.
What is your favourite and least favourite part of being a nurse?
My favourite and my least favourite. Okay, I'll have to think about this for a minute. This one's caught me off guard. My favourite part is I really like working with kidneys. I like doing mine and all the kids and the families that have issues with their kidneys. That's definitely my favourite part, okay? And my least favourite part is... sometimes you might have to stay a little bit longer at work in the evening times. It can be a really long day. And sometimes you can be very tired when you go home.
Okay. Did any of your friends grow up to be a nurse or wanted to be a nurse?
Yes, I've loads of friends that I went to college with and school with that are all nurses. But none of them work in peds, some of them work in adults and older adults as well, but nobody works with kids, only me.
Were you ever in Temple Street as a child?
Was I ever? No, and fun fact, I never was in hospital in my whole life. Never been in hospital.
Really?
Apart from working, but never been a patient in hospital.
I've been in a patient in hospital for a long time.
For a long time. And do you like coming into hospital?
Depends how long I'm staying.
Okay, that's fair.
And before I ask you the final question,
yeah.
I'd like to give a shout out to all my friends down in the Scanner National School.
Hello to all of Saoirse's friends and Saoirse's teachers in Liscannor.
Yeah. And now for the final question.
Yeah.
Can you remember any funny story from when you were in school?
Can I remember any funny stories when I was in school?
Like the one you told me.
Did I think, oh, that I do remember, actually. I do remember telling you a story before when we had a farm day in my school. Did you ever have a farm day in your school?
No.
No? We had a farm day in our school and I brought in my donkey. I had a pet donkey.
Yeah.
And I brought my donkey into school.
Yeah.
But the day before we had to bring the donkey into school, we left him in a little garden beside my granny's house. And the garden was full of apples.
Like an apple orchard?
An apple orchard, cooking apples. And the donkey ate all of the apples. So the next day when I brought the donkey into school and all my friends were over petting him and all the children were looking at the donkey lifted up its tail and done, I won't say what, but had big accidents all over the playground school. He'd done big poo. Big poo.
Did he poo on anyone?
I don't think he pooed on anyone, but he definitely pooed on the yard, all over the yard. So I don't think I cleaned it up. I think my dad had to clean all of it up. So we didn't bring the donkey the next year. I think we brought a dog or something the next year.
And now that is all the time we have. So thank you for watching me, Sarah from Cavan.
Thank you, Saoirse.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Slán.
Very good.